This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven and a half the hour, the program is upon us. That means we are here to take care of you, to wrap us around your thinking. It is our nature to be protective, because that's the sort of folks we are here in the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and C. Schillen. She's at C. Schillen. Kara is at the controls in our studio in Washington, as a matter of fact. So there's a lot of hoopla about the Catholic Archbishop of Australia, Jennifer. You're a Catholic, and the accusations are the same old, with regard to sexual misconduct, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, and there has been in the last day or so lots of focus on that. I don't want to spend time talking about that. I want to talk about something in terms of religion that is more expansive, literally and figuratively. The mega church phenom, and what you prefer, those of you who go to church, do you prefer the big churches or small congregations? This is, you know, it's the big is better, goes all the way across the board of our lives, whether it's drinks, food, big TV sets, the big cineplexes, big houses, mansions, everything in our country seems to be getting larger and larger and larger. And that goes for churches as well. Americans are, in terms of numbers, shying away from organized religion. Church attendance is slipping, and a lot of it is because there isn't a message there. It isn't, comparatively speaking, compulsive. And then there's the stuff that involves Catholics and the Catholic Church. But there is one trend that's kind of interesting. The Joel Osment, what's his name? Joel
Osment, right?
Osment,
no.
That's it.
No. Osteen, isn't it?
Osteen, Osteen, there you that's go. It. Joel Osteen.
And I like Osment. I like to make him an Osment.
Yeah. Well, Osments are Mormons, and they're big in church as well. These big churches like that one, he's got an old, I think the church is an old stadium, if I'm not mistaken. If you ever see him on television, it looks like he's in a big stadium. I think that's the case. There are some of these churches, and he has, I think there's 18,000, 20,000 seats in this place. There are many churches. There's one in Las Vegas. I've seen two or three of them. Most of them are in the south of the southwest, where they have these huge buildings. They're called supersized houses of worship. And so as we look around the religious landscape, I wonder what we all think about this, whether it helps, do the numbers help you get closer to God? What's the reason? I always thought that religion, and I was very involved in my church as a kid growing up, I always thought religion was an intimate thing. What do you get by going to a huge church? The biggest church I've ever been in, Jennifer, was a church in Chicago. That was the church where Obama went. Remember all of the hoopla about the minister whose name I don't remember?
Was it Reverend Wright?
Yeah, Reverend Wright. Thank you. That was good. He has a large congregation. It's a black congregation, sort of a gospel-leaning congregation. And I remember being in Chicago visiting somebody in 2000 when he was running. It was early, I think it was the late winter of 2000. And so I decided to go to this church and went in, warmly greeted. The lady I was with and myself were the only two white faces in a sea of 1,440 black faces. And we were, as I said, very graciously brought into the church. And the lady I sat next to was a wonderful. I remember like it was yesterday. Her name was Bella. And she said, we don't see many white folks in this church. And she was what everybody would want their grandmother to be like. And so nobody made a big fuss about us because we were white. It just was an interesting reality to go into a congregation. I grew up in a church that was, they probably could have 400 in the church, 450 at one time. And it would be an unusual Sunday when you'd see 450 people in the church at the same time. So, you know, you look around, I'm just making a comment about that church, and then there's so many that are bigger than that. What is that net fee? What's the church like that you go to, Jennifer?
I would say it's medium-sized. I think probably...
What does that mean, medium?
I don't think it's like the largest church on the planet, but it's definitely not a church of like 40 people. I'd say we probably have a congregation of like 500 to 600 people, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Now, that doesn't mean that they're all there every single week. But
do you have masses at different times or just one mass on Sunday and that's it?
Well, actually, you know what? There's probably more than that. There's got to be at least maybe double that because we have a mass on Sunday. Mm-hmm. No, there's three or four masses on Sunday and then one mass on Saturday.
Yeah.
So, that's, and I'd say in here, each mass is probably maybe 150 people, I'd guess.
Hmm. And maybe when you more. Go, how much interactive congregational conversation is there, either during the service or after the service, or does everybody keep to themselves?
No, I think everybody's very kind when they go into the church before and after. And a lot of times, I mean, churches practice fellowship. So there's sometimes events after the mass.
What does that mean? Fellowship.
It means that they might have an event afterwards. Maybe they have like a bazaar of people selling things, or they might have a breakfast, or they might have things that encourage people to stick around and mingle and meet each other.
Mm-hmm. Kara, what about you? Do you go to any organized church?
I haven't in a long time. The churches I've been to, they've all been kind of different ones because I've gone sporadically throughout my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely found that the one I liked best, and I was kind of surprised by it, was the really big one. And I think it's mostly because they had a band that was there that played with them, and it was a really good band. Like,
yeah,
they were just great live musicians. He was a great singer, and it just made it made me more invested in it. It made me more interested because I always found that kind of the smaller churches where you're just sitting in a pew, I don't really know any of the hymns. I don't really know any of that stuff. So it was, I don't know. I wasn't as invested, and I found it kind of boring. So the bigger ones where it's more active and you're more engaged, I liked those ones.
I think a lot of people like those big churches for that reason, because the music's typically better. People in a crowd tend to be more energetic, like the crowd is more energetic. So I think that's why people like those big super churches.
Yeah, I think it feels, and maybe this is not how religion is supposed to be, but I think it feels more like a concert than a chore
religion
that you have to
go to. It's supposed
to
be whatever you want it to be. It's,
yeah.
You know, it's how you connect. Religion and God are two separate things in my book. I do find it inspirational every once in a while to go to certain churches. This past winter I went to a church a spiritualist church in, I think it was in Burbank, as a matter of fact, or over there somewhere, Jennifer. And there was a large crowd, I would say 300 people, and there was a band. And the music was built around the band. You sang your hymns, and they kept you on tune, if you will. But it didn't make me feel closer to God, but I went to the library that they had in the church, and I bought three or four books that I thought were superb. There's a lot of expansion when it comes to religion and how one worships, that sort of thing, and what you think about God. But I thought, my God, when you look at some of these big churches, holy moly. That's a pun.
Holy moly.
Holy steamrollers. They're big. And do you get closer? I think Joel Osteen has a message. I'm not a fan of the way he delivers it necessarily, but I do think he has a good message. There are so many of these messages that are so good around now to listen to. It doesn't mean you have to be religious. You just kind of listen and get some things out of them if you care to. As a matter of fact, we'd be served better probably if we had more of this sort of, at least from my point of view. And then there isn't this huge distraction created. Now, once again, the Catholic Church is going to lose ground because of what's going on in Australia, the same thing that went on in Boston, only the Pope handle things differently. And so, Jennifer, I would, just as an aside, the fact that if you don't know the story, the Archbishop of Melbourne, well, he's Archbishop of Australia, has been accused of sexual misconduct and of covering up sexual misconduct of others. And he's been rumored to be involved in this for years and years and years. And so he was, for some reason or another, in the Vatican. I'm not sure I understand this part of the story, because the Pope sent him back to Australia to face the charges, whereas the previous Pope took the Cardinal from Boston, who was accused of exactly the same thing and was guilty of it, and everybody knew he was guilty of it. So the day sort of co-conspiracy with the police and district attorney told the Cardinal and his staff that he would be arrested tomorrow at noon. So what did the Cardinal do? He got himself on an airplane that night for Rome and got into the Vatican before noontime the next day so that he couldn't be extradited, can't be touched, and that's where he is. So, but there was a different Pope at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these sorts of things have to be discouraging to people. And we've talked about this before, Jennifer.
They are obviously discouraging. I think that's... But there are a lot of people who still find inspiration from the Catholic Church who like this new Pope who, I mean, there's still a million people who are going to pay attention. But, is he still complicit in covering this stuff up? Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You talking about the Archbishop or you talking about the Pope?
The Pope.
Really? You think the Pope is? Really? Are they friends, these two guys?
I have no idea. I don't know about their friendship. But
think about the club. The thing about exclusive clubs in our world, being a pope is like being the president, right? There's not many people who have been popes. Not many people who have been presidents. It's an exclusive club. So maybe that's part of it. Maybe he can't... I do not want to do anything except give this pope the benefit of the doubt just because I think he's quite a stand-up guy and has done a lot in terms of leadership when it comes to issues in the world. But if this is the same old, it isn't going to do him any good. It isn't going to do the Catholic Church any good. But one of the things, the simple side of this is people look at Catholics like Jennifer. You're a church. Well, isn't it Jennifer's fault? She didn't have anything to do with it. That's so silly.
Very wise.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you very much. The wise guy. The wise men and women are here. DJV time is 20 after the hour.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Trade-assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the 1 gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast. At the root, you can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that
anytime
is a good time. For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
How do you introduce Kelly Clarkson in a way that's different from here's the great singer Kelly Clarkson? How about mom of two, Kelly Clarkson, following up her best-selling debut book, River Rose and the Magical Lullaby, with this year's sequel, River Rose and the Magical Christmas. She's 35. She felt it was right to return to the River Rose series, especially when her daughter, who's 3, loves Christmas. Clarkson said she's at such a fun age. There's a video of her posted on Twitter this week. She just gets so excited about it. I thought it'd be fun for her to read this book. So if you want to know, the book actually, Jennifer, touches on Christmas Eve and River Rose deciding to stay up all night waiting to deliver her letter to Santa Claus. Before she knows it, however, she and her dog fall asleep, swept up on a magical adventure to the North Pole. River Rose, what's the origin of this? Was this her creation, the River Rose?
Yeah, well, River Rose is, that's her actual daughter's name, right?
Right, oh, that's it? The daughter's name.
Yeah, she's writing a story, and I guess the main character is supposed to be her daughter, which is, I think that's really cute. That's going to be awesome for her to grow up and be able to read these books that are about her.
They're about her. Yeah, good. That's kind of sweet. Nice. Are they good? Has anybody looked at them, actually, to see if they're any good?
I haven't read them, but I imagine. I mean, Kelly Clarkson's very creative, and it's a good way to expand.
Likeable. I think she's likable. That's how I describe it.
Of course.
Likeable. Anyway, this new River Rose book hits the shelves for Christmas on... come on. Wash out your mother. So, we're talking about Christmas already?
Already.
It's the second time today.
I know. You were talking about New Year's earlier.
God,
what's going on?
All right, other musical news in this portion of this hour of the DJV Experience, focusing on the Backstreet Boys, who are planning a tour with the Spice Girls, or the spin-off group for the Spice Girls called Gem. So who's going to be in this, which of the Spice Girls is in Gem, and why do they call it Gem?
What? Good question.
It's 3 of them. I think it's Ginger Spice, Baby Spice, and Scary Spice. I don't think Sporty or Posh are going to be a part of it.
Really?
Good, so they're good ones.
But yeah, I guess they were the best characters, but I still think that Sporty Spice has the best voice.
Really? So Nick Carter and the Backstreet Boys say they have talked about a joint tour. I've had a conversation with Scary Spice and Emma. We've talked about it. We're open to doing a tour with them. So how would this be? How would this set with their fans? Jen, what do you think?
Oh, I think people would love this. Are you kidding? The Backstreet Boys have been trying to reinvent themselves a bit with their Vegas show, and I think that's worked out really well for them. They also did a little bit of touring with Florida Georgia Line, the country group. So I think this would be a great thing for them.
Yeah, and the Spice Girls, I think the last time they got together was for the London Olympics in 2012. They all performed together, and that was all five of them. And people lost it. People went, they were so excited. I was so excited about it. So I think people, like, there's still a ton of love for the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of people still really love the Backstreet Boys. Like, there's just a ton of nostalgia. So I would go.
Isn't Nick Carter the host of the boy band show?
Yeah.
The talent show?
With
the boy
Baby
band?
Spice, by the way.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, so that's why they're talking about it. Got it. All right, let's see. What else have we got here? Oh, Pharrell Williams in the news. This is such a fabulous thing. This guy.
It's a great song.
I can never get enough of this song. If you want to get excited again, Pharrell's working on a new album with Ariana Grande and Justin Timberlake.
Ah, that'll be fun.
Yeah. He's a singer. He's a producer. A lot of people think he's one of the best producers around. He says, I got to work. I have so much work to do. I got lots of people wanting me to do so many records. Ariana Grande's album is amazing. Justin Timberlake album is amazing.
You know, and Pharrell apparently worked on Justified with Justin Timberlake. He produced that album, and I think that's one of Justin Timberlake's best work
There's
ever.
No question that Pharrell Williams has got what it takes. 28 after the hour here on the DJB show.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that does nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now.
Call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. Or go to dryair123.com for the WAVE Indoor Air Quality Package.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Using Groupon, people can save up to a gazillion dollars a week. Not each of them, of course, but all of them combined. In reality, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Getting a haircut? Check Groupon. Need an oil change? Check Groupon. Now, we are in no way implying that you could save a gazillion dollars a week on nearby yoga classes, golfing, Italian restaurants, or resorts. However, use the top-rated Groupon app and save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the him.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Four after the hour, as we are into summertime. The pleasant, likable sounds of Jennifer Horn on the radio, along with Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen, wishing Victoria well as she enjoys the fifth day of her honeymoon. She's on a... Why do they call it honeymoons? Anyway, I don't know,
because you're mooning over your honey? I don't know.
Oh, I would try to tell you that, but I was trying not to sneeze into your ear. Whew, excuse me.
Well, that's nice of you. I know not everyone takes that precaution.
It was one of those that never comes out.
Wait a minute. That was a shot at me.
It was, but I'm busy talking about me right now. It was one of those sneezes where you go,
yep.
Nothing ever comes out.
And
you feel totally unsatisfied. No, Victoria's been posting pictures of her honeymoon, though.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign, because maybe
she's posting them on her Instagram.
Last night I saw what looked to be a very drunk new husband, Lewis, sitting on a swing.
That's the problem, huh? Aha! All right. Well, anyway, Sweet Things Instagram at On Air Victoria. So, well, all of us, I've put together a group of people that, among other things, is for my purposes here to be with you. I want people who you think and I think are likable. There's a new book, Jennifer, called Popular, The Power of Likeability.
I got that. Please.
Did you see it? No. Did you see the book?
I wrote the book, Dougie.
Oh, good for you, Jennifer. The Power of Likeability in a Status-Obsessed World. When I think about this, and I think about what it means to be popular, it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. I went to a political rally last night, and I'm going to another one tonight because it's the season of politics. My town of Framingham will become a city, and there's going to be a city council election, a mayoral election, and for some reason or another, I seem to be in the heat of it, in the middle of it, and it's okay because I want to be active. I think you need to be active. If you're involved, you have problems, then you need to work on them and help solve them yourself. There's no sense in complaining and not doing anything. But when I mention this sort of thing, that's one type of popularity, a political popularity. But I don't think it really gets to the nitty-gritty. I'm not saying you couldn't use this likability reflection on people who are politicians, who have friends. I've gotten to know a lot of these people, and for a while I didn't like some of them. But now as I get to know them better, and they seem to be interested, maybe what it is it's a reflection that comes back to you, as most things do. When you really think about it, if people pay attention to you, you tend to like them more than if people that you want to know or get close to don't pay attention. Is that silly? It's sort of self-focused, but that's what we are as human beings. We are self-focused. Think about children when they come out of the womb and the attention we give to them. And as they grow up, their whole world is them. And sometimes people don't grow out of that. And so those people, I'm not sure.
You okay over there?
Yeah, I'm fine. Anyway, the fact that some of us are lifelong friends, some of us are short-term friends, but and I think some of it has to do with how well you know somebody. You might be friends with someone until you really get to know them, and then you don't like them. But in the case of the people who are here on the air and the people that you like, I think, I'm just not talking about radio, but I'm talking about in general, who it is that you like, how you're attracted. You ever think about that, Jennifer? How you're attracted to people? Why are we friends, for example? And the attraction that you have to others that you like. You and Kara are friends. There's a difference between being friends and being friendly, to be sure, but I think you have to be friendly in order to be friends. And you also have to, show up. You have to be a friend is a friend to the end. I've used that 100 times, how you spell friend, learn how to spell it. But if you want to have a friend, you need to be a friend. And so I'm just thinking about those who, you're very popular because you're very friendly. I say that to Jennifer. I don't know much about your life outside of work, Kara, but I'm guessing that in your circle, you're very likable. People like you because you're a genuine sort. And so I bring all of this up because of seeing this book. But I also know that if you are friendly or you have great friends, it has superb health benefits. Did you know that? The happier you are, the more satisfied you are, the healthier you are. And so think about the people that you hang around with and what you like about them. And the people, I fired a guy on the farm yesterday because I didn't like him. I didn't like
terrible.
His attitude.
I would not let that get out.
Why?
Because I don't know if you want that to be out there, do you?
I do.
Were there other reasons besides just not liking him?
Well, I think there were a combination of things, overcharging me for his time and things, or not completing tasks, that kind of stuff. But I just, maybe that's not really true or fair. Now, thank you, Jennifer, for asking me that. He actually wasn't a bad guy, not a bad fellow. He's just kind of mixed up and needs a lot more than what we can provide for him. You know, it's people who come to work that need things that distress me, because I hire folks because I need something. you pay people because you need them to work. Sometimes you can become friends with them, but, you know, generally speaking, the relationship between bosses and the people that work for them is, I have a job, I have some money, will you please perform this task for me, and I'll pay you for it. And then if we're fortunate along the way, I had another example of it last night. A bunch of my friend, the cattle dealer, brought some more cows to the farm. He's a cattle dealer. He found some beautiful Jersey heifers that he knew I would like, so he brought them to the farm. And while we were talking about our business, a lady drove into the driveway and said, do you know that your cows are out? Looked at her. What do you mean? We just put them in the pasture. But some of the cows that had already been there got out down at the other end. And remember, this is like, you can't even see the fence. It's so far away from the barn. There's 80-some-odd acres of pasture land on the farm. And so we got into the truck and we drove around. We found where the cows got out. And then when I came back, I looked at him and I said, because I've known this guy for 50 years. And I said to him, how do you realize what great friendship we have? And how, you know, he went down with me to fix the fence. This guy's 82 years old.
Wow.
And he still works every day, all day, buying and selling cattle all over New England. And won't quit until he can't do it anymore. And so he went in and he grabbed a hold of the fence. The two of us were pulling it. But yeah, I thought in reflection, we were going back. I said, Huey, you're a great friend.
He's helping you.
Yeah. Well, but
why did you like him?
Because he has values that I share.
And because he was helping you.
And because he was helpful.
I think I found in most instances, when people are very taken with me, it's because I push the attention on them. And I think that's human nature. I think if you make something about someone else, then that adds to your own likability.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes people come into your life and they don't stay long. They can still be close. And then there are other people that stay with you for your life. There are some people for whatever, you know, the relationship goes so far and then it, you know, comes to its conclusion.
Sure.
Or maybe you have a different sort of relationship with that person. But it's very interesting, and I think reflective. We have a lot of time from now for the next week or 10 days, excuse me, because a lot of business will be closed from today on to a week from Monday. Some will be closed from today until next Wednesday. It's the 4th of July. This is one of the most significant holidays. I think I've said this before. There are only really three or four legitimate holidays in our country, for me anyway. And they are 4th of July, Christmas, New Year's, and Memorial Day probably is what I would consider a legitimate holiday, and Thanksgiving, those five. Rest of them are all a waste of time, and nobody pays attention to them anyway. But this is a good time to think about who your friends are. And are you a good friend? And how is it that you, in a way, you analyze, is your friend a better friend to you than you are to him or her? And are men's friendships different than women's friendships? Ever think about that? Are men different when it comes to being friends? How so?
They are.
Yeah, how so?
Well, I think that women's relationships are definitely just a little bit different. I don't know. I think that we talk about more. We actually have more meaningful conversation, where men, I think, are happier just to have someone to watch a game with or to relax with, and it stays more surfacey. But I think for men, that's okay. I don't think you have to over-talk things so much.
I find some of the conversations I have with the people that I'm closest with of the opposite sex, one in particular, I'm often criticized because I'm the one who does most of the talking and she listens. And I'm actually focused more now on listening because I want to listen. The radio world has taught me to not let there be any dead air.
I know about that.
And so when there isn't a conversation going on, I feel like, well, we got to have a conversation. But you don't have to have a conversation sometimes.
Yeah, no, I get it. You, like, dump out your soul and you get back.
Yeah.
the number four or something like that. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
The number four.
You hear that?
Lots of things take 15 minutes, like sitting through a halftime show or running a very slow mile. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings wants to add one more to the list, the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. Order from this menu and you'll get your lunch in 15 minutes or it's free. So put in your order, count all the tiles on the ceiling, and voila, 15 minutes and your food has arrived. Or it's on us. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for tables of six or less, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at participating locations for dine-in only. Other restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Attention. Do you have outstanding federal student loans? Then get ready for a special free offer. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information to see if you qualify for one lower monthly payment or student loan forgiveness. The call is free, the information is free, and there's absolutely no obligation. See if you qualify for lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness. Call now. 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950. Don't wait, call now. 800-801-4950.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. An aortic aneurysm is an abnormal bulge that occurs in the wall of the aorta, the major blood vessel that carries blood from your heart to your body. If it bursts, a person could bleed to death.
The most common aneurysms we see are degenerative aneurysms. There is a component of family history, and there are risk factors. Biggest one is cigarette smoking.
Dr. Gustavo Oderich says other risk factors include hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and a previous history of heart disease. In most cases, patients with aortic aneurysms have no symptoms at all.
The majority of aneurysms, they are detected incidentally, and they are detected because patients have an ultrasound or a CT scan to investigate other symptoms.
While not all aortic aneurysms need immediate treatment, the size of the aneurysm and how quickly it's growing are two of the biggest factors in determining if surgery is needed. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions!
More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cowbend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I glad.
Okay, here with us today is an Emmy-nominated actor and producer who I grew up with on Full House, and since then he's been on Fuller House and Scream Queens, which is hilarious, by the way, and he's set to host the 37th annual of PBS's A Capital Fourth.
You're already making me sound old.
Oh, I didn't even introduce you yet. I feel like I need a drum roll with all of the things I have to say about you, but John Stamos is on the line.
And, you grew up watching Full House?
I did grow up watching Full House. I'm 25.
How old were you when you're 25 now? Wow. All right. Well, here we go. Let's wait a minute. So you must have been like, what, a couple years old? You probably saw the reruns, I'll bet. Like, there's, you know, every 4 years there's a new Full House fan born, I think. And
well, if it's true, if I make you feel old, then you're making me feel really, really young.
There you go. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, you're hosting a Capital.
Isn't it crazy? Like, you think about, like, that show that was, you know, when you were young, 30, and it's back now, and I think, you know, talking about the Capital Fourth now and, you know, what it means to be an American and sort of what's, you know, what's missing in our country right now. And it all kind of goes back to decency, right, and heart. And I think decency is at an all-time low and discord high. And, you know, I think that's why Full House came back 30 years later, because people are craving, you know, values, family values. And that's, you know, not to sound corny, but that's exactly what we're going to be doing on the 4th, you know. I mean, I don't want to oversimplify these things saying, you know, oh, just let's all just sing a, you know, a Beach Boys song and the world would be great. But it's a start, you know. It's a start.
Well, I think you're totally right. We're seeing all of this different stuff, whether it's Fuller House or all these different shows and movies being rebooted. And I think it's because people have a sense of nostalgia. They want to go back to a time when, you know, family values and hanging out with your friends and family was most important, and not, you know, sitting on your phone by yourself all the time.
100%. I mean, it's comfort food, but for a reason, because it was, you know, it was, but we can get back to that, you know, with our phones, without our phones. I mean, It's about, you know, sort of getting together and figuring out what we see eye to eye on, which, you know, could be values, you know, it's the love of our country. It's those things. My grandfather, you know, came through Ellis Island from Greece, and he really, you know, he was looking for a better opportunity, a better life for his children, and he wanted to contribute to the American dream, and that's, you know, that's why I'm here today on this phone, you know. I mean, and I think despite our different backgrounds and our different personal stories, we're linked by our values, which we need to continue to define, and we can share the love of this country that unites us, right?
Definitely. And, you know, one of the coolest things, obviously, there are a ton of really cool people performing. You're playing the drums with the Beach Boys, which is amazing, and Dan Aykroyd and Jim Belushi of the Blues Brothers are going to be performing. Besides that, I know that they're also doing a huge tribute to the men and women in uniform, which I think is just another way of, you know, whatever side of the aisle you're on. It's just a really amazing way of actually uniting people and kind of showing what's important in our country.
100%. I mean, and you look at this, the lineup, as you mentioned, you know, the Blues Brothers, the Beach Boys, but you have the Four Tops and Chris Blue's cool. Yes, and then I think Trace Atkins is doing singing a special song for our troops. And if we can't unite on the men and women that are over there fighting for our freedom, then, you know, we're lost. But I think we can. I think we can get together on these type of events and really celebrate them and celebrate a country, no matter what our differences are, right?
I definitely agree. So quick, before we finish up, what are you most excited to see during a Capitol 4th?
I'm excited to see the Blues Brothers and that, but I've been playing with the Beach Boys for many years. It's a great blessing in my life. I love watching the people. I love, you know, like, I mean, you could be 5 or 75 or 95. Like, this music hits people, you know, the same way. It's through the heart. It just goes straight to the heart. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to looking out in the crowd and seeing everybody do what we're talking about. Unite together for, even if it's just for an hour and a half, despite our differences, and sing a song and celebrate our country.
Yeah, wow. I totally agree. It's been great to talk to you. And if you want to check out John Stamos, the Blues Brothers, the Beach Boys, and just see a great show, you can see it on July 4th on PBS from 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time to catch the 37th anniversary of a Capitol 4th. Thanks, John.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485 horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car, at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY, or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised, and use discount code GCN.